Now, I am very, very excited to tell you I have a extra special guest on the line with me right now. It is like a gift from the heavens every time they release music. Now, it could be argued it's a gift from the heavens, one, because it's so good, or two, simply because it's so always lovely and ethereal. I'm, of course, talking about music by the wonderful Reb Fountain. On Friday, she released the song Nothing Like. And I'm delighted to have Reb on the line with me right now. Good morning.
Morning, Alia Metafano.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
How has 2025 treated you so far?
Well, it's been all about puppy wrangling. I found a puppy before Christmas, so she's been living with me and my other dog. I spent a lot of time caring for her, yes.
Oh, bless. What breed is she?
That's a great question. I suspect she's Staffy Lab Shar Pei or something. She was abandoned, she's really sweet. She's very lovely, but if anyone's looking for a forever home, a doggy with who needs a forever home, hit me
up.
Oh,
bless. Oh, you're doing the Lord's work, honestly. Oh, I love a dog. Oh, so much fun.
It's so good, but honestly, people need to look after their dogs, you know? Like, it's a huge responsibility.
Totally. It's kind of one of those things I think you've got to think about before you dive in.
You'd like to think, but I guess it's like children. Often people don't think about it.
You
realize that you're a complete novice, so you can always learn how to be better at caring for other creatures.
Hey, so true. So true. That's so very important as well. Hey, first of all, congratulations. This track is amazing.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
I just love it. Tell me, how did Nothing Like come about? What's the inspiration behind it?
Well, it was actually written in the middle of recording. We had a day off. We had 2 weeks of recording at Roundhead, so we sort of camped out downstairs in Studio B. And
oh, nice.
So I had this one day off where I went for a big dog walk, and it kind of came out at that point. And then we really just fostered it when we went straight back into the studio and spent the day doing it. It was really collaborative in that sense because we're all there trying to sort it out on the spot, whereas everything else we'd kind of pre-planned. And Earl, who's my drummer, he came up with the string line, and Karen the bass part, and Simon and Dave sort of pieced it all together. So, it was, I guess, inspired just by having a little space amidst a really creative time.
Yeah.
There's lots of things in the song, as there always lots of ideas, but just by space.
Well, you must have really you must have written it and been really sure like there was something special in it for such a quick turnaround there.
I think I had a similar experience when we were recording that my self-titled album. I stayed up all night and wrote the song Samson, which was like one of my favorites off the record.
Mm.
And we did a similar thing. And so just really went with that feeling. I mean, it's kind of disruptive because you've got this plan of what you're going to do, and then all of a sudden this thing comes out of left field. But I guess in this sense, it felt like a lightness or a completion to the album that it needed, maybe a different perspective that was positive. So, yeah. I mean, you don't know, man. You're just making this stuff up and going with the flow. Yeah.
I love that, though. It's almost like your brain's like, oh, I need to put a full stop on all this, but I can't plan that, you know? I love that. That's so, so interesting. And what do you think kind of inspires your writing and your music? I mean, that's such a broad question, but are there kind of real factors or details of life that really drive you?
Oh, yeah, everything does. I mean, I guess for this song, like at the time I was sort of in a new relationship and we'd been doing heaps of intense recording prep, and then also dealing with the war on Gaza and family and life, you know, here in Aotearoa. So there was lots of factors, and I wanted it to be like a folk song, really. It was that's just this repeating line, and like you would be ambling along. So it kind of contains multitudes in that sense. It's got a lot of influences in there, and that's generally how I work. Sometimes it's more specific, like a relationship or a global relationship that I feel inspired to talk about, or a specific story, but it really depends.
That's cool. And I think, you know, that's such a valuable way to live life, really. Now, Nothing Like is part of, you know, a larger body of work coming out, you know, later this year. I don't know how much I can say there, so I'm just treading lightly.
It comes out. We've got an album called How Love Mends, and it comes out.
Oh, great! We can reveal that.
You can say that. So it's coming out really soon. Actually, we released a song called Come Down and Forever, and then this is kind of the third single off the record. It's a really beautiful body of work. It's quite diverse. And we're coming to tour it in April, May, I think.
Oh, fabulous.
On the 1st of May, I believe it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At the church. I know that, actually. You'll love the church, I think.
I'm excited because it's like a nice pub gig or something. It looks like you can fit about 500 people in there, and
Really good. It's like a really, really pretty version of a pub gig, basically.
It looks really cool, and Christchurch is my hometown. I grew up in Ototahi, and it's always really exciting and really nerve wracking to come back and play there. And I just hope to see everyone there. It'd be great.
Oh,
we will bring a kick-ass show.
Oh, I don't doubt that. And, I know just Christchurch adores you and loves every time you play here.
It's hard for folks out here at the moment, you know, like trying to get out to see shows. But I would just encourage everyone to go and see local artists, because everyone that I know is really struggling. I mean, all of us are, right?
Totally.
But, you know, when you can go and see 10 local artists for the price of one international one, like, I get that we save up because we don't see them very often. Mm, but it really makes a difference to folks here, and it helps foster the industry and the venues as well.
Oh, that was the exact detail I was going to say. Well, you could see about bloody 15 of them for the price of one kind of big concert ticket, you know?
It's always so exciting. Any music is awesome to attend, but yeah, creative artists are really at the bottom of the barrel. You know, so trickle down for them, and funding gets cut from film and television and the creative arts, and it really affects everybody.
Yes, yeah, no, honestly, preach, girl. Like, so important, so important. Now, you've already sort of touched on it, but I just want to ask, with How Love Bends, because, the tracks you've put out so far, they're all kind of, they're all a bit different, kind of a bit standalone. So, like, is there quite a lot of variety in How Love Bends?
I think when you hear it as a whole, it won't sound so different.
Right.
You know, they're all part of songs that were written at the same time and kind of in a similar way or similar intention. And I worked a lot with Dave on the landscape of them. And so they do have that a kind of, there is a more of a synth element as well as the strong backing with the band. So it's got this great combo. They're really unapologetic songs. They're like, here I am. And I guess maybe that's what you're getting at. Like, they're just, they're very clear.
But I love that. And it really speaks to kind of, your skill and passion as a lyricist. And I guess I kind of want to ask on that, because you've been in this, you've been making music for a while now. Do you feel like you're more sure of what you're doing than you were, say, when you started out?
Some days I do, yeah. Sometimes I feel like more confident, or that I'm definitely clearer in the process, so I understand when it's me holding me back from what I want to say, as opposed to just being fearful. And yeah, certainly I practice having my own back and committing to the art and the work, and so that is more natural. I think that, you know, I have the same insecurities and doubts like we all do.
Yeah, right.
And that also comes through. It's, you're wrestling with it all the time, right?
So
it's sort of a mix in that way.
Yeah, well, I have to say, it's, what you do is amazing. So, you know, keep on doing it, quite frankly.
I think the thing is, I just want music to mean something to me and other people. And sometimes it just means pure entertainment and not thinking about life. And that's what a lot of folks gravitate towards. And that's a beautiful thing too. So I want it to sound musical, but I also am really interested in the art and transformation and community and connection. And so those things I try and foster as well with the music. And hopefully that inspires people in their own creative life to do something like that too.
Oh, and I'm absolutely, absolutely sure you do, to be quite honest. Hey, now, so obviously the song's out now. How Love Bends, the album, comes out in March. You're going on tour around April, May. So very exciting. Lots of things going on. Are you on social media or anything? Like, can people keep up to date with you?
I am on the social medias, yes.
Yes, good. It's hard not to be
so
these days.
It's so boring, though, isn't it? I mean, we all are, and it's just really just feels like it's just an addiction.
I know.
And I was thinking about that the other day, like, just it's wonderful to reach people so immediately, but it's also, like, what did we used to do, you know? We used to go out and connect and listen to music. We used to read the newspapers or sometimes see a poster. And those ways are also cool to connect. But, yes, I have a newsletter, so you could always join that.
Oh, that's cool.
Screw these socials, I'm sick of it. Head to my website.
Hey, no one blames you there, I think. I'm definitely in that boat. Reb, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is always a delight to chat to you. And I know here in Ōtautahi you are so beloved and so incredibly talented. So it's just a delight to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you and to Ariu for being such great supporters of music in Aotearoa. Cheers, everybody. Have a great day.
And that was the incredible Reb Fountain talking about her brand new track, Nothing Like, that came out on Friday. And keep an eye out for How Love Bends, out March 7th. And you could correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe you can already get tickets to Reb Fountain's show here in May. If not, I'm sure those tickets are out shortly. Anyway, here is Nothing Like. Enjoy.
A bad dream to wake the dead. When I get out here, I'm gonna call you, say what I should have said. Nothing like longing to want to forget. the desert to fuel your thirst. You don't have to be good to know it hurts. Nothing like regret for what it's worth. Everything you knew feels new then.